If you are listening to my voice right now, congratulations, because you are listening to the inaugural episode of Social Reconnect. In this post-COVID era, how are people meeting each other? How are people making friends? And how are people making special connections? Is the age of dating apps a bygone era? Is there a new trend that people seem to be following to meet that special somebody? Well, today we dive into one possible answer. Run clubs. If you're like me, you're probably thinking, what in God's name is that? A club for running? I would never. And you would be right. I still, to this day, can't really see myself running for funsies. But my friends here at Social Reconnect Enterprises went out into the field to learn with first-hand experience what exactly is happening at these run clubs. Are they doing more than just running? Is it really just a family of friends that come together to exercise just a little bit during the week? Well, these are all questions that we hope to answer in the inaugural episode of Social Reconnect. My name is Davison Baldwin, and just to emphasize, let me say the name of our podcast just one more time. That's going to be Social Reconnect. Now to the table.
Welcome. My name is Davis Baldwin. Today I'm joined by my fellow run club members. Well, I guess we're not really in a run club, but, you know, it's fine. We have Emma, Julia, and Alana.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up?
You guys want to introduce yourself a little bit for the people?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Emma. I'm in my last year of college here at Carnegie Mellon. I am into all things media, trends, content online. I'm on the internet too much, so I just wanted to bring my knowledge of trends. And yeah,
I think you told me specifically you are chronically online.
Chronically online. Yeah, I spend too much time on the internet. I'm an avid Twitter user.
Oh, really?
If you can find my Twitter, you can follow it.
Okay, that's a good challenge.
I'm Julia. I'm also in my last year at Carnegie Mellon. I'm an engineering major, but I love run clubs, and I thought it was a fun idea.
My name is Alana. I'm also a senior at Carnegie Mellon. I am studying civil engineering, and I am a TikTok aficionado.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, guys, I kind of feel left out. I'm not a senior. I still have two more years left. Kind of sad, but I guess it's fine. I don't really know what I'm doing at the moment with my life. I think I'm going to go do, like, music production. We'll see. But that's not what we're here to talk about. No. Today, well, I guess not today. It was really, like, a week ago at this point. And we infiltrated a run club to learn about, you know, the social clubs that are sweeping the nation that is run clubs, and to see if, you know, what is the reason people are going? I think, you know, we kind of went in with a preconceived notion that may not have been correct, and maybe would have been correct if we did a run club elsewhere.
And it was, I would say maybe it was partly correct.
I would say, like, we had the idea, like, it was not wrong, but it wasn't.
Maybe it manifested itself in a way that we weren't expecting.
Right. Didn't encapsulate everything that, like, we encountered, for sure.
But here's the idea, is that we were like, okay, run clubs have been this social media / TikTok-y trendy thing lately because people are tired of dating apps and they're using run clubs as, like, a place to, like, meet other adults. And I don't know, like, try dating or making new friends? Like, what? We were, I don't know, insert TikTok audio here.
Hello, listeners. Editing Davis here. Unfortunately, for copyright reasons, I cannot provide the TikTok within the audio, but you can find it by going to our show notes. The link will be provided. Okay, back to the discussion.
We're like, if wear black if you're single, wear colors if you're taken.
Yeah, not single.
Or, yeah, or leave if you're taken.
Actually, just don't
join. Don't even bother.
Yeah, don't join.
So, yeah, I would say that's a lot of our preconceived notions. We're like, okay, maybe it's going to be a lot of young people. It's going to be a bit of a fashion show, perhaps. Lots of, like, fancy gym clothes. But that's not quite what we encountered.
Not really. There were a lot of older people, I would say. Like, I think I expected it to be a lot of our generation. And the people that we met, at least, was
millennials.
Yeah.
One thing to note, though, is the time you guys went, right? It was a Wednesday?
Yeah, it was a Wednesday.
A Wednesday.
Sure, yes.
Okay.
Good point.
Yeah. So maybe, but also there were times for the run club at like 8 a.m. or something like that, right? So I imagine that'll skew more towards people who are actually training, right? For like some sort
on
of
weekends,
run.
Yeah, yeah. They said about like 200 people will show up to the weekend ones.
Especially if they are training races, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So like the demographic might change significantly depending on which one you go to.
Yeah, time of year, time of day.
And this run club, the name, if you guys remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Gingerbread Running Man Company?
That was the store that we started at. But Julia could tell us a little bit about the...
It was City of Bridges Run Club. So basically, they're just a member-founded and led run club that offers like memberships and trainings and just a way for people to meet and run together. And we met at Gingerbread Man Running for that run as they were doing a shoe demo and like...
It's like a specialty running store. Like
yeah, they were just kind of like being like, you can wear the shoes. They're 25% off if you buy them today.
Yeah, I'll throw in a clip of it, but essentially it sounds like you got to like try out the shoes with like no strings attached.
Please pardon the interruption. This is Copyright Jesus, here to tell you that we are not in any way sponsored by Gingerbread Running Company. The following audio is provided solely for example.
Hey guys, so welcome back. If anyone is new, welcome to Gingerbread Man Running Company. We are the specialty running shoe store here in Shadyside. Please feel free to stop by whenever you have the time. City of Bridges has a standard discount of 10% off of anything that's current models as well as clothing and whatever you're running.
Now back to the discussion.
While you're running. Yeah, you can just run with the shoes. We didn't. I don't know. I don't know why we felt a little scared.
Well, I don't.
The shoe demo.
I didn't want to get any blisters.
It's true.
Yeah, because you're going to have to break in shoes before you go run. What was it? It was 3 miles, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So honestly, it would have been fine, but I was like, well.
But, yeah, it was like, I don't know. Everybody showed up like maybe like 10 minutes early. We got all checked in with a lovely lady named Janine. And then the guy was advertising shoes ardently. And then she kind of, lots of pictures. I feel like
we didn't know. There was then pictures.
Yeah. So like she was like pictures talking about do this, the great race.
Yeah.
She was like
sign
up for the great race. And then we split into pace groups.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by Carnegie Mellon University.
For legal reasons, that's a joke.
Are you tired of having so much money? Do you walk to school weighed down by the huge stack of $100 bills just falling out of your pant legs? Do you come from a family that's so rich that you can't possibly know what to do with all that money? We'll look no further because here at Carnegie Mellon University, we charge $90,000 a year, and that's not a joke. And if this does not satisfy you, please don't worry, because every couple years, we make sure to increase tuition by an extraordinary amount of money. So come join the family at Carnegie Mellon University, where our financial motto is, more is more.
The views expressed in the previous ad do not represent the feelings of any members of Social Reconnect. Well, except Davis.
How would you say, like, the environment was when you guys, like, first got there? Like, pretty welcoming? Or was it like, oh, you guys are, like, the new people?
No, it was good.
It was good. I think we were, like, more...
apprehensive.
We were more clicky than, I think, some of the other people.
Okay, so you were, like, a little bit shy to approach people and be like,
at the beginning,
you
could definitely tell that there were people who knew each other. Like, everybody else, it felt like they knew each other, and they were all kind of, like, socializing, and we were kind of, like, hesitant to butt in.
Gotcha.
But, so, eventually, we went up to Janine, who was seemed like the leader of the pack, and we were like, hey, so we're filming a podcast, so is it okay if we talk to people or, like, ask people in the club questions? And she was like, yes, of course, and then she... like, made a little announcement at the beginning. She's like, these gals are doing a podcast, so if they talk to you.
Oh, yeah, I'll sprinkle that in. Wait, so was she, like the leader of the run club? Like, did she also run, or she just, like, facilitated?
She did also run.
Okay.
I think she was, like, organized that one specifically.
Okay, interesting.
Like, maybe she's, like, I was going to say a high-ranking member of the
She's a high-ranking
city of
member of
like,
the
like it's the army, but I don't know. Yeah, maybe she's just been there for a while, or she is in, like, some sort of, like, organizational position, but she seemed like the de facto leader of the bunch when we were there.
Gotcha. So this next audio clip that you're going to hear is going to be one of the interviews where you guys asked, you know, why is it that you're at like a run club? Like what drew you to the run club? And obviously, as we talked about originally, we thought, oh, maybe it's because people are like looking to date. But in this case, she was talking about more how she needed like an outlet just because I believe she had her kids during COVID.
Were you a runner before? Or you just...
I was. I had my son during COVID.
Oh, okay.
And I needed a mental...
An outlet.
Yes.
And it was, yes.
Let me join a run club so that I can talk with adults.
Yeah.
And run.
So this group of millennial women, like the biggest group that was kind of like in our PACE group, were surprised that run clubs had become trendy because they had all kind of started within the past like maybe 2 or 3 years with this run club as a way to like get out and meet new people and maybe like get out of the house and like see the outside world after COVID because they were stuck at home. Either like Nicole, she just had a kid and she was like, I need to socialize with other people again. But they were like, oh, we didn't really realize that this was a trendy thing.
Trend? Is this trendy now?
Run clubs are a trend.
Wait, are they really?
Yeah, kind of.
It's a big trend.
Wait, this is kind of all interesting that you guys are like, wait. No, it's been like a thing on the internet.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, about like it being like a new kind of social sphere, if you will. Like a new like place to like for adults to like make friends or meet people. Yeah, so that's why we wanted to come check it out.
I mean, me too. I had no idea.
True, actually.
I will say I'm chronically not offline. Online, though.
Yeah,
so that's
just chronically offline.
Offline, I guess would be the word. Yeah, so I don't exactly know the trends that are going on.
Yeah, they were more like, oh, I didn't know that this was, like, a popular thing. And then we kind of explained the whole, like, dating culture through it. And they were surprised.
And maybe that might be, too, because, you know, you guys were speaking mostly to, like, the older demographic. Right. So... I mean, we can't assume, but I'm just going to guess that they're probably not on TikTok as...
I don't know. I feel
also,
like...
We never know anymore.
Not looking for a significant other.
Yeah, that's true.
I think priorities have changed for sure for them.
That's a good point.
Right. However, we were... Like, the first person that we actually did talk to was Janine, and she did meet her boyfriend at Run Club. And that day was actually... She was telling us that it was, like, their 10-month anniversary that day when we were running. And... She's 60, and I think she said he was 61, and that it's harder to meet people at that age, but Run Club brought them together, and I thought that was so cute, so wholesome, and that was what I was saying was, like, an unconventional manifestation of what we thought Run Clubs were for. Like, yeah, romance was found, just maybe not in the age demographic that we thought.
We were looking for a love story, and we found
one.
And then,
Love Story by Taylor
Swift. Did you guys notice that? So they split you into 3 PACE groups. Is that right? 4?
Maybe four.
4 PACE groups.
4 or 5. I'm not sure.
Like sub 8, 9 minute, 9:30, and 10.
Yeah. Gotcha. So I assume like the sub 8 people were there mostly for training of some sorts, or just maybe some overachievers. We have.
They seemed kind of like a group of overachievers. It was like they, you know,
the
they
dog
had, like,
was in that group.
The dog was the overachiever. Yeah, it was.
Well, yeah,
like,
you guys had to mention this. There was a
greyhound whippet looking dog, super cute. I believe her name was Zozo.
Those greyhounds are like super fast, right?
Is that she was in the fastest PACE group. So
I imagine so, yeah.
Ready to move.
But the people in that PACE group seemed a little more decked out. Maybe they had like the water bottle things, like, you know, the backpack water bottle. Or like the sunglasses, or, you know, they seemed a little bit more like
pro,
seasoned veterans.
And then all the other,
then the rest of us
schmucks.
The rest of us. So other than those two interviews, did anything like kind of surprise you about going to that run club? Obviously, we kind of talked about how, you know, the preconceived notions we went in were sort of true, but then maybe also not so much.
I think that there was a lot of like people talking about that's not surprising. People talking about making friends at Run Club, which is fabulous. But I don't know. I guess just that like some of these people have been consistently running with this group for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
That's impressive too, because to go back 3 years, like, you really have to love it.
Right. And one of the girls that I was talking to, she had never run before coming to a run club.
Oh my God, really?
Her friend signed her up for like a half marathon, and she was like, all right.
Sure.
Like, she's never like ran before?
Never ran before.
Oh, like trained running?
Yeah, never.
Okay.
And she did the half marathon, kind of liked it, started coming to the run club, and has come every single day
the past
like 2 or 3 years.
What do you mean? What do you mean by every day? Because I thought they had trainings like every single day.
She does. Yeah.
So she goes 5 days a week or 7 days a week?
Five. I think she goes to the five and skips the weekends.
Oh my God.
Damn.
You guys, like, I am not a medical professional, but I would not run 5 days a week. I think that will cause problems. No,
Davis wouldn't recommend.
I'm like, I do that right now, but
yeah.
Fine.
All right, guys. So, conclusion vibes. What were our final thoughts, or what were our overall thoughts of the whole experience?
I had a really good time. I loved the socialization aspect, especially because I'm not, like, an extrovert, so I thought it was really easy to, like, talk to people.
Everybody was very nice.
Yeah.
I would say, I just think it was so wholesome, so non-judgmental. Everybody was really nice. Everybody was, like, excited to talk with us. Everybody was excited to tell us, like, why they were there. And they clearly, like, had a lot of admiration for this run club and the other people in it. And I thought it was a very positive community activity. It's like here in Pittsburgh, like I can't speak for other cities. This is the only run club that I've been to, but this one in particular, it seemed like very much like non-judgmental, happy endorphins, you know, wholesome physical health and emotional health sort of vibes.
Yeah, I loved it too. I think if I wasn't living the life of a hermit student right now, I would definitely go back and, you know, bring my friends. A lot of people said that they bring their friends to run club, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger because they're like, just love the experience. They're like, we're family, and it's, it was really lovely.
Well, that about wraps it up. It's me, the narrator, Davison Baldwin, no relation to the Davison Baldwin you might have heard in previous segments, but I just want to say, if you've made it this far, thank you for listening, and hopefully you've learned something about run clubs. Maybe this has motivated you to start running in a club. I know it hasn't for me, because running, golly, that does not sound like fun. But maybe it does for you. And that's all that matters. Well, join us next week for the next installment of Social Reconnect, where we take a look at something a little more interesting. Well, I'll leave you on that cliffhanger for now. And with that, let me say goodbye, friend. And if there's someone that you haven't talked to in a while, maybe you should think about reconnecting with them socially. You see what I did there? Okay, this is going on too long. Goodbye. This podcast is brought to you by Pittsburgh Weather. Do you hate the sun? Do you go outside and think to yourself, golly, I wish it was just always raining? Well, then look no further and come on down to Pittsburgh Weather, where we always ensure that you'll have a rainy day.
The following podcast was edited and produced by Davison Baldwin. Research completed by Julia Farchione, Alana Frederick, and Emma Martin. Album art by Alana Frederick. No other people are involved in the making of this podcast. That is all. Goodbye.